Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tina Olson, and she's with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning.
Well, the first thing that I wanted to visit with you about is the Red Cross Blood Mobile that's coming up very soon, and kind of remind people and some of the things that happened then. What's the date and time at the YMCA?
The date is January 13th, and the time is from noon to 6 p.m.
Okay, and I just want to mention that there's one in Lewis, I believe, on the 12th, and another one in Elkhorn a little later. So if you're in those vicinities, just be sure to check your local times and places. But back to YMCA 13th, noon to 6. Do you accept walk-ins, or should people pre-register?
We ask that everyone pre-register. I think they've done that since COVID. Don't want a bunch of people waiting around. We have a goal of 75 donations. We're currently at 55, so we'd like to get that extra, 20 people in to donate. You can either register online, or you can call the YMCA, and we can get you registered for that.
Okay, I'm sure there's some basic information they need to know about you, and that's part of the registration. Just in case somebody hasn't donated for a while, or perhaps they never have, let's kind of walk through what happens. You're going to come, you're going to pre-register, and then you're going to come to the YMCA. What happens next?
We will direct you to the back gym. They will get you checked in. It takes about 10-15 minutes to go through the paperwork and for them to test your iron levels, and then you donate. And it generally takes anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes to donate. We give you a sandwich and some juice and send you on your way.
Okay. So I know I've heard people in the past say altogether it takes about an hour. So that's not a very big time out of your day to know that you maybe are saving somebody's life. That's kind of what it's all about with the Blood Mobile. And how often do you usually offer the Blood Mobiles here at the Y?
We do the Blood Mobile every other month.
Okay, so people can come back, but maybe not the next month, but every 2 months or every second time. So that's like 4 months then.
No, 2 months.
Every 2 months.
Trying to really confuse things if people wanted to come back, because again, I know, and I've been hearing, you've been hearing, that the blood supply is really at a low level.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's really, really important for folks that have been donating to continue to do that. And if you haven't, hey, this is a great opportunity to do something really, really good. And I know from my experience in the past, people, the whole Red Cross people are so good. They want people to be able to come back and feel like they've had a good experience. So it's a great opportunity to help out somebody that you don't even know. And as I said, about an hour time. So let's talk about some other things happening at the Nishna Valley YMCA.
Okay, so January 14th, that would be the following day after the blood drive, we are having our glow skate and laser tag party. We will have bounce houses, glow-in-the-dark necklaces, bracelets, things like that, bounce house and laser tag.
That's really interesting to me. I'm thinking back to skate parties. You went in, you put your skates on, and you skated around in a circle. Now there's a whole lot of other things to do.
But you're still skating around in a circle.
And I'm sure the participants really like the glow sticks and all that kind of. That's a big plus. And that's at the gym at the YMCA?
It is. Okay. We turn our front gym into a skating rink.
Okay. And what about fees? What's the expected?
The member rate is $2 per person or $5 for a family. The non-member rate is $5 a person or $10 for a family. Okay.
Tina, are you comfortable talking a little bit about membership and how people, if they're not members, can become members? Is that something you can do all the time?
It is. You can come in at any time. Right now we have our January special where you can join for $1, and that will get you the entire month of January, and then you don't have your dues come out until February. And we did drop dues recently for the first time in 30 years, so now is the time to join.
And as you mentioned, it can be a family membership or an individual membership or maybe a business membership?
We offer several different membership packages. So you can be older adult, single parent, youth only, family, whatever, we've got you covered.
You've got a slot there for anybody to fit in and become a member at the YMCA. And then you have access for a whole year of all kinds of activities. You've mentioned one special one, but what are some of the ongoing things? If I'm a member, what can I come in and do most anytime?
Well, the skate nights we're going to do the second Friday of every month. Those are going to be new programs. We're also rolling out like the Kids Explore and More pop-up children's museum. We're going to try to do that monthly. We have our first one coming up the 22nd of this month, and it is pretty awesome. So we're looking forward to getting people in the door for that. Other than that, you have all your regular things that you can do at the Y: exercising, swimming, playing basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, you name it, just come on in and play.
All right, there's so much available. So I want to talk a little more about this pop-up. I know that's something that people, when they did the recreation kind of questionnaire and survey, people said this is something they wanted. Tell us a little more about what happens with that.
Well, this is our first one, so it's based on things that you would find at, like, the Children's Museum. So there'll be all sorts of water play, rock play, corn play, dramatic play. For the older kids, we have the bounce houses, and we're setting up a parkour course. And if you have a teenager, just ask them what that is. We will also have a gourmet coffee cart and smoothie cart, and that is free with your paid admission. So you can come enjoy some great coffee. Kids can have smoothies and just play for a few hours.
And what's the age range? You mentioned adults, you mentioned teens. What's kind of the lower age range that you think you'll have appropriate activities?
Every age range. We will have something for every age.
All right. And so this is another opportunity to do something together as a family. So many times you're divided up, but this looks like a really great family activity.
It is, and we're trying to focus more on those kinds of things because there isn't really a whole lot to do as a family. And this, I feel like we've hit every age group.
Mm-hmm. Well, this will be interesting experience, and see how people like this, and who knows, you may be doing these really, really often, because the YMCA does try to meet requests of people. Is that right?
We absolutely do. I say we are always welcome to new ideas. We're looking into starting some classes, adult and children classes. So, yeah.
Okay. Your Nishna Valley YMCA. You know what? Just in case somebody new is listening, just in case, what's the address?
1100 Maple in Atlantic.
And it's right next to the high school. No, that's not right. It used to be the high school. Now it's the junior high, right? So just off of 10th Street, easy to find. You can see it. Okay, Tina, let's remind folks one more time about the blood draw, about what they need to do and when it is.
January 13th, noon to 6 p.m. And you can either call or go online to sign up.
And what's your phone number? She doesn't know the phone number. That is really funny. But you know what, Tina? A lot of us don't know our own phone numbers. So.
It's programmed in my cell phone.
Of course. That's just, Tina, you're just a real person like a whole lot of other people. We want to thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do for the Y and for the community. Tina Olson. Until next time, here's a thought. If you really want to lend a hand, lend an arm.